Thank you, Mr. Chair, and also from our side, congratulations for your election, of course, to the Vice Chair, comme rapporteur. Thanks also to the Secretariat and to the Deputy SG for presenting and preparing all the different documentation and the background material, which clearly is useful for preparation to this session, but also for the continuation during this week. We very much commend the overall orientation that corresponds to present-day strategic objectives, notably and without trying to be exhaustive, sustainable and climate-relevant investment and linked development models, robust international financial framework that complements the crucial domestic efforts, and a coherent and collaborative multilateral order that respects and builds on key achievements and commitments. We welcome the planned actions outlined in the response to the findings of the annual evaluations, which were reflected in a document. And as last year, we would appreciate an informal debrief in the spring or when the document is available on the final version that will be submitted for the consideration of the UN membership in New York. This should include, as per practice, an indication of the changes to the draft under discussion this week, as well as a presentation of the proposed budget allocations. We believe this is a very good practice and responds fully to the requests by the membership, as defined, for instance, last year in the agreed conclusions on paragraph 2 and 3. We noted in the original draft that was submitted before in the end of last year that some elements of the planned activities were marked as subject to approval of the program budget implication of the fifth committee. In the preparation for this meeting, we understood that these references would be removed, given that the program budget has been, approved. But in light of the understandable resource scarcity, we would ask the different sub-program representatives during the session of the week to identify activities of areas or areas of work that may be of relatively diminishing importance and can be used for resource allocation. This also stems from the previous working party discussions that we've had, where we have identified that in the different areas of the technical operation toolbox, there is a clear gravitation to a handful of activities in terms of requests and demands from the membership in comparison to other parts of the toolbox. And I'll leave it at this for now, and of course, as the G77 colleague noted, we will provide more comments and questions under each sub-program. Thank you.